Today is Daf Yud, and we are on Daf Yud. We are on actually the second line on Daf Yud. So the second line on Daf Yud, the Gemara had just said yesterday that even if all the Jews would have gone back with Ezra, the Shechina still wouldn't have been in the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. Why not? So he said because it wasn't built by Jews. It was built by Persians. So it says in Parshas Noach, right? Yafta Elokim Liefes, V'yishkan Bo'al Hashem, Hashem will only dwell in the house of Shem. Meaning built by Shem also, as the Gemara in Bekadrasha, has to be built by Shem. So this, the second Beis HaMikdash was built by Persians, by Koresh, whatever. So Hashem wouldn't have been there anyway. Even if all the Jews would have gone back, the Shechina wouldn't have been there. That's what we said yesterday. Now, how do you know that Uparsoi Minolon Dimiefes Kosu? How do you know that Persia is from Yefes? How do you know that? So, from this entire daf now, is all going to be all about those names at the end of Parshas Noach. Who are those people? Most of them we do not know. Maybe the art school has some a little bit insight, but there are words that you never heard of. Anyway, the Chassid, it says, Bnei Yefes, the children of Yefes, were Gomer, Umagog, Umadai, V'Yavon, V'Tuval, U'Meshech, V'Tiras. Gomer, Zu Germania. Gomer is Germany. Yes. Magog, Zekandia. Magog is Candia. Do they give an English translation for that? Or do they just say Candia?
Candia.
So we don't know where that is?
No, they do.
We know where that is? Okay.
It says Crete.
Oh, Crete?
Yeah, Crete.
Right below, not Crete.
Yeah, Crete.
Madai ze Macedonia. That's Macedonia. Yavon, Kemashmo. Yavon is Greece. Tuval ze Beis Unaiki. That's Tuval is Beis Unaiki. Meshech ze Musia. Meshech is Musia. Now Tiras. What's Tiras? Pligi bar Rab Simai Vrabanan. Varmila Rab Simon Vrabanan. Charam Arzu Beis Triki. Charam Arzu Paras. So according to him, it's Persia. So what do you see? Persia comes from Yefes. And therefore, Yafta Lakim Liefes, Fishkan Baal Hashem. Tana Rabbi Yosef, Tirasu Paras. Tiras is Paras. Safta Varama Vesaftacha, these countries, are, Tana Rabbi Yosef, we're not going to say what they are, but Sikiston Gavaisa, their inner cities, Vesakiston Basaraisa, and their outer cities. Ben Chad Lachad Demea Parsi, between each city is 100 Parsa, the Kefa Alfi Parsi, and they surround 1,000 Parsa. Okay, but fine. Then it says that when Nimrod was the king, right? Fatihi Reshis Mamlachto, Bavel, the Erech, the Akkad, the Kalne. Bavel is Kimashmo. Bavel is Babylonia. Babylon. Erech, ze Urichus. Right? Does the art school translate what that is?
The city on the lower Euphrates.
Okay. The Akkad, ze Bishchar. Does it say what that is? So
Akkad, the northern division of Babylonia.
Right. So in ancient times, they must have called an Akkadian Empire. A-K-K-A-D.
It's all on Iraq.
Right. It's all in the Fertile Crescent.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so that's a real place, Akkad. That was a real empire. I mean, yeah. All these are real places, we just don't know where they are. Akkad, we happen to know. Kalna, Zenofer Ninfi. Fine. Minar Tahi, Yatza Ashur, Tanar of Yosef, Ashur Zes Silak. Ashur is Silak. And it says the even as Ninveh, as Rehovos, Ir, Fies Kolach, Ninveh Kimashmo. Ninveh is Ninveh. Rehovos, Ir, Ze Paras de Meshon. It's Paras de Meshon. Kolach, and Kolach is Ze Paras de Borsif. It's a different place. Vies Resen, Ben Ninveh, Ben Kolach, Hi Ha Ir HaGadola. So which one's the Ir HaGadola? Resen Ze Aktispon. Does it say what that place is? And he,
to Sififon, a city on the east bank of the Tigris.
Okay. And he, Ira Gadola, any other day, I don't know. Im Ninveh Ira Gadola? Im Resen Ira Gadola? Is Ninveh the big city, or is Resen the big city? Kishu'om, when it says, in Yonah, for Ninveh Haisa Ira Gadola, Le'elokim, Malach, Shoshat Yamim, Havyomer, Ninveh Ira Gadola. So Ninveh is the Ira Gadola. Fine.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, we know that Visham, this is by Chevron, Achiman, Sheshai, Vitalmai, Yilidei Ha'anok. There were three brothers, the offspring of the giant. Okay? So Tana, Achiman is Miyuman Sheba'achim. He was the most special of the brothers. Sheshai, what was he called Sheshai? Shemeitim Etza'aretz Kishechisos. He made the earth like pits. Every time he stepped, he made such an indentation in the earth like a pit. Talmai, Shemeitim Etza'aretz Tulamim Tulamim. Same thing. He made the earth like piles and piles of earth, because every time he took a step, he made such an indentation that the two banks were like piles of dirt. Davar Acher, Achimain Bas Anat, and Sheshai, Chiran Bona Anas, he built that city. Sheshai Bana Alush, and Talmai Bana Talbush. Yilidei Ha'anok, what does that mean? Shemanikin Achama Bikomasan. That if they stood up, they were so tall, that when they stood up, the sun looked like a necklace. Right? That's how tall they were. What? Yeah, I don't know what it's doing here either. I don't know what it's doing here. Now, so now that we talked about Persia, now we're going to a little morph into Persia and a little Rome. Amar Vishua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi, Asida Romi Shetipo Biad Paras. Rome is going to fall into the hands of Persia. Did that ever happen? That never happened. Rome is going to fall into the hands of Persia. It will happen in the future. Shinemar, it says, Lachain Shimu Atas Hashem, Asher Yoat al Edom, Umachshavosav, Asher Choshav Yoshvei Temon, Imlo Yisachvum, Tzirei Atzon, Imlo Yosem Aleim, Nohim. Okay? So Edom is Rome, right? They come from Edom. And the Tzirei Hatzon is a remez to the Persians, and Yirmi is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears on Rome that the Persians will exile the Romans. It's basically what that pasuk says. The Persians are going to exile the Romans. Now,
there's no doubt that the Iranians have kicked out many Christians.
You want to say that's what it means? Interesting. The maskefla rabbi bar ula my mashma that tzeiri hatzon paras. Who said tzeiri hatzon means paras? It said the tzeiri hatzon are going to kick out the Romans. Who said it's them? Dichsiv it says ha'ayel asher isa balar kanayim malchim madayu paras, because there's a pasuk there with some kind of vision of and different, there were different like animals represent different nations, and that's the one that represented paras. It's it's Tzeiri Hatzon. Maybe Yavon, maybe it's Greece. Tichsiv, it says, about Tzafir v'Asir Melech Yavon. So, Kiselak Rav Chabiba Bar Surmaki Amra Kameh Dehud Rabbanon. So, this person said over, he asked, well, maybe it's Greece. So, Amale, Mandalo Yoda Perushe Kroa Mosev Tutel Rebbe. What person, a guy doesn't know how to read Psukim, he has some kashas? Kind of kashas that? Maybe it's Greece. You don't know how to read Psukim. My Tzeiri Hatzon, Zutra Da'achuhi, the youngest brother. That's Paras. Then that pasuk there, in Yefes' children, Tiras, which is Paras, is last. He's the youngest. So of course it means him. The Tanna Rabbi Yosef, Tiras is Paras. Tiras is Paras. Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Asida Romi, Shetipol Biad Paras. Rome is going to fall into the hands of the Persians. Mikal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Listen to this kal v'chomer. Again, Rome is going to fall into the hands of the Persians. What's the kal v'chomer going to be? Rome destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, but Persia built it. Persia built the second Beis HaMikdash. Listen to this kal v'chomer. Ma Mikdash Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash. Shebanuhu b'nei Adda, b'nei Shem. It was built by Jews, built by Shlomo HaMelech. V'archivuhu kastiyim. And the Kasdim, which are the Babylonians, destroyed it. And Naflu Kasdim, Biad Parsiim. And then the Kasdim were destroyed by the Persians. So Mikdash Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, Shebenauhu Parsiim, which were built by the Persians. Virherchivuhu Romium. And the Romans destroyed it. Ain't Din? Isn't it for sure? Shigiplu Romian Biad Parsian? That the Romans will fall to the hands of the Persians? Isn't that 100% true? And therefore, the Romans are going to fall into the hands of the Persians. It's the opposite?
course it's opposite.
What do you mean?
Destroy them.
Huh? No, it never happened like that.
I said, they're already more powerful.
Who is more powerful?
The logic over there. The stronger was defeated by the next generation.
Right.
The next generation was the Romans.
Right. Right. So this never happened. This never happened. The Romans never got defeated by the Persians, right?
But I don't understand the logic either.
The Romans never got defeated by anybody. What, you want to say the barbarians? That did happen. Rome was sacked.
Japan was defeated by the United States. So, Kalvachoma, then the United States will be defeated by Japan. You have
for sure. Doesn't work that way.
No.
Wait, we're not done.
And we not spread far because we'll be defeated by China.
Right, so the question is, was what Mr. Sheffrin said, is if Iran is Persia, so like it's a whole different, there's a question, it's a long-standing question. Some people talk about this question, like, where do the Arabs fit in?
Because the Arabs apparently are like the Persians, they all
right, where do the Arabs fit into this whole thing about these four Goluses?
Yeah.
What about Yishmael? Where does Yishmael fit into all this? All this futuristic stuff that we always talk about. People are always fascinated by it. Where does Yishmael fit in? I'm not mentioning Yishmael here at all.
How about Chinese?
What?
How about the Chinese?
Chinese never had anything to do with Jews.
I understand, but they are now the dominant force in the world.
Are they?
Yeah.
But they have a lot of people. They have a lot of people.
No, they have a lot of power.
Right.
They have a lot of power.
So I don't know. It's beyond my pay scale. I don't know. Omar Rav. Rav said, Asid paras shetipol biad romi. In the future, Paras will fall to the Persians. Paras will fall to Rome. That happened. Right? Paras will fall to Rome. Amrule of Kahana Ravasi Larav. 1 minute. Bonu Biad Sasser? The ones who built the second base of Medeshah are going to fall to the ones who destroyed it? Does that make sense? Amalahu in yeah. Right? That's the way it works. Bzeiras Hamelechi. That's what Hashem wants. Asks the Ene Shmuel. What? The Byzantine Empire was an offshoot of Rome. It's still Rome. They just had a split. Same thing. They were Christians. Right? They were Christians. It was like what?
It was like Turkey.
Correct. But they were still Christian.
Yeah, but it was like a 50-50 choice.
Right.
It's not a racial thing. It was just a choice, you know, do I go the Islam way or do I go the Christian way? Oh, Christian looks a bit stronger this time.
So the Ein Yishmael asks an unbelievable question. Who asked this question? Rav said that Persia is going to fall to Rome. And so they asked the question, what do you mean? The builder is going to fall to the destroyer? Persia built the Beis HaMikdash, and Rome destroyed. The builder is going to fall to the destroyer? So he said, yeah, it's Kneres HaMelech. Asked the Ein Yishmael, he knew that. Everyone knows that. Everything that happens is Kneres HaMelech. What kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that, Kneres HaMelech? His question was, well, why does Hashem do it like that? Why? Good question, no?
And his answer was, Hashem does what Hashem wants.
No, his answer was, your whole question's not a question. Why did Hashem have the Persians build it? And why did Hashem have the Romans? The whole thing is Gzeres HaMelech.
Yeah.
You can ask questions like that. Why are the Persians going to be destroyed by the Romans? They built it, and they destroyed it. The answer is, because the Persians didn't build it because they're good people. They built it because Hashem told them to build it. And the Romans didn't destroy it. I mean, the Romans are bad people. But Hashem said, I want the Romans to destroy it. So the whole thing is Gzeres HaMelech. So there's nothing to talk about. The whole question's not a question.
I saw two explanations. One
yeah.
First of all,
that's the
one of the things that the Persians did, they destroyed Bot-Ekklesios.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
Oh, but the other thing is that apparently when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they built in a way where they could be burned. With the intention they could be burned if they the Jews.
Uh-huh. Right here. Interesting part. Right. So this is another answer. The whole thing is there. What kind of question is that? Why would Hashem do that? Why would Hashem do that? Hashem does everything. Igadamri, Amale, Inunami Hakasasri Bekinishta. Like you said, they also burnt shuls. And they, therefore they deserve to be destroyed. Taninami Achi, Asida Taras to people beyad Romi. In the future, Paras will fall to the Romans. Chada, first of all, to Sasri Bekinishta. First of all, they destroyed shuls. Va'od also, Kseras Amelechi. It's Hashem wanted that way. Shen Yiflu Bonim Biad Sosrin. That the builders are going to fall into the hands of the destroyers. The Amar of Yudam Arav, Ein Ben David Ba, Mashiach will not come, Ad Shetispashot Malchus Romi Harasha B'chol HaOlam Kulo, Tishach Adashim. The Mashiach won't come until the Roman Empire, the wicked Roman Empire, which we translate that as Christianity, that's what it turned into, will spread out in the whole world for 9 months. Shenemar, like it says, L'chem Yitneim Ad Eis Yolada, Yalda, V'yasar, Achav, Yeshuv, and Albedei Yisrael. There'll be like a Leda, and then we can return.
So when that happens, now what happens?
So what does that mean?
Okay.
I don't know, what does that mean, 9 months? Does it mean...
Now
what happened already, right?
Yeah, now what?
We're sitting and waiting.
Right.
What do you mean?
The Muslims are taking over Europe.
Exactly.
See, we see our problems is we keep putting in religion into peoples into religion.
Right. It doesn't say here.
It doesn't say anything about the church.
It doesn't say anything about the religion. It says Romans.
Right.
So,
exactly. You keep doing that.
No, but I said it does. It got morphed into Christianity.
Right. But let me say that.
That's what happened.
But that's not what the Gemara
is. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the wicked Roman Empire. There's no Roman Empire today. There hasn't been a Roman Empire in 1,500 years. Right. There's no such thing.
Which did rule the world for more than 9 months.
Exactly. Okay. Back to Earth. So we're talking about the lishkas of the Beis HaMikdash. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol ha-lishkas shahayu b'mikdash. All the rooms, every room in the Beis HaMikdash, lishka means a room, every room in the Beis HaMikdash, lo hayu lehen mezuzah, did not have a mezuzah. How many rooms were there? The Tosfos Yontif says there were 38 rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. 38 different rooms, 37 of them did not have a mezuzah. Chutz, except for Milishkas Parhedrin. Except for the Lishkas Parhedrin, Shahayu Ba Beis Diwa the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol lived there. The Kohen Gadol lived there. Since he lived there, it was a Beis Diwa, that had a mezuzah. What about the rooms where the Kahanim slept every night? So Tosfos asks, second Tosfos, Vim Tomar. So if you're giving the room where the Kohen slept for 1 week a year, you're giving a mezuzah. So lichshav nami lishkas beis evan. You also need the room of the beis evan. Shebana, shebaha yisadira l'koin asar v'sapara. Whenever there was a paraduma, the koin was sequestered for 7 days, for the paraduma, in that room. That room should have a mezuzah. And Tosfos gives two answers to that question. V'yesh lomar, lo chashiv al lishkas shebamikdash. We're only talking about rooms in the beis hamikdash itself. Shebnuyos b'kodesh. That are built in the kodesh. Avalishkas Beis Evan Baharabayas Haya. It was somewhere else on Harabayas. It was not in the Beis HaMikdash proper. I'm just reading you what Tosfos says. Inami, a second answer. That could answer the Kahanim. They were in the place called the Beis HaMokad. So it's half. It was half Kodesh, half Chol. I don't know. Inami or. Listen to this. The second answer has nothing to do with every night. The first answer has nothing to do with every night. The Kahanim slept. You can't live without sleeping, right? So the Kahanim went to sleep. They didn't go home, they stayed there. So where'd they sleep? In one of the rooms. So, here's in those picture books, they would show this. So what was no mezuzah there? I don't know. Inami, the second answer Tosfos gives is, Kivan Delohaya Bechol Shata, this didn't happen every year. It only happened 9 times in history that there was a paraduma. And one of them was only 8 times it happened. So for 8 times they're going to put a mezuzah up? El achas l'kama shanim. Happened once every who knows how many years. Lo chashiv dira. That's not a dira. So once at a random time, you have to be sequestered for 7 days because there's a paraduma. Well, it's not a dira. It was such a random event. It was very, very random.
What do they do with those rooms, these two rooms, during the rest of the year?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question. So but no room in the basement had a mezuzah. Why? Nobody lived there. Oh, that room once a week year, they lived there, we're putting a mezuzah on that door. That it was said by the Tanna Kamma. Kol Ishkos for Mikdash didn't have a mezuzah except for the Parhedrin. Amar of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Many rooms in the Beis HaMikdash people lived in. V'lo ha'yilehen mezuzah? And they didn't have a mezuzah? Rather, Ella, Lishkas Parhedrin, Gezerah ha'isa. The Lishkas Parhedrin was a Gezerah. Me'ikar adin, it didn't require a mezuzah. They put it up as a Gezerah. What's the Gezerah? We're going to say on Amud Beis, the Gezerah is, you shouldn't think you're in a prison. You shouldn't think you're in a prison. Right? If a mezuzah on the door, I'm in some Jewish place. And the Kohen Gadol couldn't leave. He wouldn't let him leave. We don't want you to think you're in a prison. We'll put a mezuzah on the door. You'll think you're in some house. Make you feel more comfortable. That's what the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis. But there's no din. Why is there no din? What's Rabbi Yehuda holding? Say, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that the Ikar Adin, there was no purpose in putting a mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin? No reason. Amar Rava, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Kol bias she'eno osui limos hachama ulimos hakeshamim eno bias. If it's not used all year round, it's not called a bias. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called a bias. Therefore, 1 week a year, not a bias. I'm putting a mezuzah on for a separate reason that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't think he's in a prison. But that's not something to do. That's not a halacha. That's just a gzeira. Make the guy, make him feel better. But make a radin, if it's not used all year, you don't need to put a mezuzah on. Who? We don't hold like him. We don't hold like him. Eisvei, 1 second. Eisvei Abaya. V'okshiv, it says, V'ikesi es Abayas HaChoref, Abayas HaKayetz. So you see, there's a summer home and a winter home. So he says, yeah, Amalei, Bayas Chorf, Bayas Kayetz, Ikli. Yes, it's a summer home and a winter home. Bayas Tam, Alo Ikli. You're not going to call it my house. Nobody calls the bungalow their house. It's a bungalow, it's my summer home. No one calls it my home, because you don't live there all year. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would not need a mezuzah. Hv Abaya, 1 second. Sukkos hachag b'chag, a sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to put a mezuzah on a sukkah. That's only 1 week a year. That doesn't really make any sense. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you putting a mezuzah on a sukkah for? Fichacham and potrin. Chacham say you don't need a mezuzah on a sukkah. You ever saw a sukkah with a mezuzah? Never saw such a thing. What? I'm sorry. Nothing to do with mezuzah yet. Sukkos hachag b'chag means that there's a halacha that you're not chayiv meiser until you bring the meiser into your house through the front door. Rabbi Yehuda held, you bring it into your sukkah, you chayiv. It's not a house. You bring it into your sukkah, you chayiv. Chacham potrin. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda hold chayiv be'eruv. In other words, if you have a, remember we went to Erevin, so you have to have different homes in the chatzar, can combine. What if you have a sukkah in the chatzar? Tells it like a home. That goes against what he said. The Erev, mezuzah, sukkah gets a mezuzah, and umayser. And sukkah, and if you bring the meiser through the front door of the sukkah, it counts for meiser. Right? So for sure, a winter home and a summer home would have a mezuzah. So what's going on here with Rabbi Yehuda? And if you want to tell me that's midrabanan, all these halachas, so bishlama erev umezuzah, fine. Midrabanan, the whole erev is midrabanan. So you want to count the a sukkah as a house, fine. Mezuzah ikalavim midrabanan. You want to put a mezuzah up on the door midrabanan, it's fine too. Ela meiser, when it comes to meiser, mi ikalavim midrabanan, can we say that meiser is midrabanan? What's the problem saying? In other words, we're going to count that it's Meiser midrabanan. Can we say such a thing? Dilma maybe. Asilaf Rushe, he might come to take off Meiser menachiv ala patur menapatur ala chiv. So I bring in 10 apples into my sukkah. Right? I bring in 10 apples. I have 90 other apples already sitting in my house, my real house, from last week. So I have 100 apples, so I can take off Meiser 10 apples? But these apples aren't chayev. Midrabanan we chayev. They're not really chayev. So you're making big problems.
Why is that a big problem?
Because it could come out that you're going to be eating because you're going to be giving, or the other way around. I'll bring in these apples into my house, into my sukkah. The apples in my house, I'm going to give as truma or meiser. I'm going to think these apples now are putter. They've been meisered, and they really haven't. Because bringing into the sukkah doesn't count. So you're going to be eating tevel. That's a big problem. So that might happen. So what do you mean, midrabanan? When it comes to Erev, okay, fine, the whole thing's rabanan. When it comes to, because you're really allowed to carry in a chatzar, right? Midrabanan Torah. So you want to make a sukkah into a house? Make it. You want to put a mezuzah on a sukkah? So put it, big deal. Here's a huge problem. So what's going on here? Tosfos asks, 1 minute, isn't half of Shas about a topic called Demai, which is a suffix, and no one ever said, well, maybe you're going to take off on a chiv, on a chiv, there'll be big problems. No one ever said that. And all of a sudden over here, it's huge problems about Ma'isa Midrabanan. Half of Shas is about Ma'isa Midrabanan. Good question, no? But that's exactly his question. That's exactly the problem. You'll make a mistake. Just like over here. We don't want you to do that because you're going to make a mistake. Well, look at...
Maybe taking it into your circle is like taking it in through your window.
No, exactly. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Right. If it's nothing, so then if it's nothing, then you take off on the 90 that are in the house. So then the 10 that you brought in through your window...
Are still Tavel. But you don't know that.
If you bring in Maisa through your window, you don't have to take off on that.
Right? When but eventually you're going to bring it into your house. That's the point. You're eventually going to bring it into your house. Bring it into your window is a trick. We're not talking about a guy like that. He thought, oh, I'll bring it into the sukkah. Then I'll take off truma. Then I'll bring it after sukkah. So I'll bring it back into the house. No, it's not. It's not anything. Rabbi Huda said it's like a house. Oh, the house? I mean, Darabana. So Tosfos asked, Kameli, look at the top Tosfos. Only three lines, don't worry. Ha'ika, Tuva, to Midaraisa, lo mechayev. There's many cases. Midaraisa, you're not chayev to take off truma. Or Midarabana, gazru behen. And the Rabbanan made a gzera, take off truma, meiser. V'lo chayshinan dilma asi lafrushim in apatura al achiyuv. Many, no one, we never had such an issue. Never heard such an issue. Ki gon alakeach me'am ha'aretz. Like when you get truma from an ha'aretz. Why are you taking off truma from an ha'aretz? No, not truma, meiser. Why are you taking off meiser from an ha'aretz called demai? Why are you doing that? Because the Rabbanan said so. Aye, maybe it's huge problems. No one had a problem. So Tosfos gives an amazing answer. V'yesh lomar. Since when you get demai, there's no truma gadola. There's no truma gadola. Why? Because even the amaretz give truma gadola. And also, vafilu maisros nami, the tikinu lafrushe mafrushinan v'hein shalo. Also, maisa rishon, when it comes to demai, you can be mafrush it, but you can keep it. Because the levi has to bring a raya that he deserves, he's never going to bring that raya. So you can keep it. You just be mafrush it, but you're allowed to keep it. So the whole Meiser Shein, the whole Demai is really for Trumas Meiser. It's that 10% of the 10%. It's really what it's about. Because Meiser you can keep, Truma you don't have to take off. So it's only the 10% of the 10%. Ika Heke Retuva, so there's a big hecker, there's a big red flag, Davi Derabanan, that this is only Derabanan, I'm not taking off Truma, I'm allowed to keep the Meiser. It's a big red flag that, hey, this is, what is this? This is such a different thing. V'lo asi lafrushim in apatur alachiv. Nobody will make that mistake. That's Marcel's answer?
Yes. You keep it separate.
Oh, that's what you said? Could you keep it separate as demai? That's what basically Tosfos is saying. Nobody's going to make that mistake because the rules are so different. So demai is so different. Here it's not different. Here you thought your sukkah is your house. It's not your house. Okay, midrabanan, the big problems. So it can't be. It can't be that Meiser take off the Rabbanan. It's too much problems. So back to square one. What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? How could Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand hold that the Lishkas Parhejah did not require a mezuzah? Why? Because it's not at Dira. Yet, you got to put a mezuzah on the sukkah. How could that be? How could he hold that? El Amar Abaya Bishiva during Shiva when the Kohen Gadol was in the Lishka. The Kuli Alma Lo Pligi de Mechaiva. Everybody held, they got to put a mezuzah up for that week. After Yom Kippur, we're taking it down, the mezuzah? That's a kasha. But for sure, it has to be up there. Ki Pligi, what was the machlokas about? B'shar Yimos Hashanah. The rest of the year. Is the mezuzah there the rest of the year? Rabbanan Savri Gazrinan Shar Yomos Hashanah Atu Shiva. Leave it up already the whole year. We're putting it up this week, we have to put it up. The Kohen Gadol is living there. You know what? Once it's up, let's take it down. We'll leave it there the whole year. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, lo gazrinan. We don't make such a gzir. What kind of gzir is that? Rashi says, over here, in the fourth line, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, gazrinan shayim of Sashana atu shiva. We make a gzir the whole year for the 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, lo gazrinan. That makes no clear at all. Ela lishkas barhedrin b'shar yemos hashana havile mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda said it still had a mezuzah. Kidei shetehei muchuzekes l'chol yodeha kibes dira gemura. That everybody should see it's a real base dira. They both held the mezuzah was there all year, but for different reasons. The one held zera the whole year up to seven, and Rabbi Yehuda held shelo yomru al hakohen shibitz mehaprisha bebeis asur and chavush. Nobody should say the Kohen Gadol is locked in a prison for a week. No one should say that. So what they do? Put a mezuzah on the door. No one will think it's a prison now. Correct.
No.
Correct.
So when
that halacha only applies by a renter. If you buy a house, you don't have 30 days.
Don't.
No, I don't think so. I think it's only by renting. I think. I don't want to speak. I don't know. I'm not a, I think. But it doesn't make a difference. It's not his house. It's not his house. He's not a renter. He's not an owner. It's just not what he is, right?
So the cell that Jonathan Pollard was selling would not have
a... I don't think so. Maybe they could have asked. I don't know if they're going to agree. I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't think you're gonna, those games are going to get played. I don't think so. Right? But the point is, it's a psychological thing. What am I doing in this room? Are you locking me up over here? No, it's a Jewish thing. Look, there's a mezuzah.
No.
Right? It's not a prison. It's a halacha. It makes you feel better. So they both hold there was a mezuzah there all year, but for different reasons. Now, Amalei Rava, Vasukah Sachag B'chag Katani. But what about the Meiser issue? And Rabbi Yehuda held that a mezuzah had a sukkah had a mezuzah. And if you bring the mezuzah into your house, if you bring the meiser into your sukkah, it counts. What's pshat in that? Elamar Rava. No. B'shaya mos hashana kuli amalo pligi depatra. No. The rest of the year, there was no mezuzah. Everyone holds the potter. Ki pligi b'shiva v'sukkah. Ki pligi b'shiva. The question is, those 7 days. V'sukkah time alachud, v'lishka time alachud. And the different reasons, why would a sukkah have a mezuzah and why would a lishka have a mezuzah? Sukkah time alachud. Sukkah had a mezuzah for its own reason. Rabbi Huda l'tamei, to Omar, sukkah's diras keva be'inon. A sukkah is a diras keva. And therefore it has a mezuzah. It's a permanent home. It has a mezuzah. Ube'inon, umachayev a mezuzah. It requires a mezuzah. Like Rabbi Huda holds that the sukkah could be more than 20 amas tall because you're going to make it strong. It's like a mamash home. And therefore it has a mezuzah. For Rabbanan al Tamayu, the Rabbanan no, the Omri, Sukkas Diras Arai Ba'inon. Sukkas Diras Arai, Velo Ba'inon, Melo Machayev a Mezuzah. And it doesn't require a Mezuzah. Lishka Taima Lechud. What about the Lishka? The whole separate story. Rabbanan Savri, Dira Bal Karcha, Shmei Dira. You forced to go there? Too bad. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Dira Bal Karcha, Lo Shmei Dira. Right? Dira Bal Karcha is not called a Dira. So and when they made a gzera, they don't want the Kohen Gadol to think he's in a prison. Put a mezuzah on the door. And therefore you won't think it's a prison, and that's why there's a gzera. Ask the Ritva, so why don't we put a mezuzah on a sukkah so you shouldn't think you're in a prison? I have to go sit in the sukkah. I don't want to sit here. So therefore I'll put a mezuzah. Oh, it's a Jewish thing. It's not a prison. So that's not the question. A few answers. First of all, you could walk out of the sukkah. Yeah. Right? It's hard to call it a prison when you put it up.
Hard. Right,
what? Right. It's all the same thing. You put it up. You could walk out. You could put it wherever you want. Right? Can't say that's a prison. So there's no gzira to put a sukkah, to put a mezuzah on a sukkah. Good? And tomorrow's daf is one of the very rare dafs in Shas that actually talk about Hilchas Mezuzah. Right? We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.